You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, Todd Zwillick with you this morning, filling in for John and Celeste. They're out. Well, the State of the Union speech on Tuesday night was viewed as many as a campaign speech by President Obama. This week, the president began what could be viewed as his first campaign tour of the 2012 election, making pit stops in five key swing states this week. Yesterday, he visited Arizona, where he did not win in 2008. Today, he's on to Nevada and Colorado, where he did win. And the president finishes up his trip in Michigan on Friday. It's largely the independent or undecided voters in these crucial states that the president is going to have to convince to win this 2012 election. So what is on the minds of independent voters in this election season in these key states? Well, we've got two. Joining us is Larry Reinsch, state organizer for the Independent Voters of Iowa. Larry joins us from his home in Ames. Larry, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I hope you're ready for yet another political discussion since you guys weathered the caucuses there. Also with us is Dan Starr, a registered independent from Tucson, Arizona. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Larry, let me start with you. The president visited manufacturing plants in Cedar Rapids in your home state of Iowa yesterday, took a stab at Republicans. Listen to this.
There are people in Washington who seem to have collective amnesia. Their philosophy, what there is of it, seems to be pretty simple. We're better off when everybody is left to fend for themselves and everybody can play by their own rules. And I'm here to say they're wrong.
Larry Reinsch, there's the president painting political philosophy in very broad brushstrokes. People left to fend for themselves, Republicans, a government that looks out for the needs of working people, Democrats. How does that sit with you?
Well, it's political speak in my mind. The concept of our country is to essentially be responsible for ourselves and fend for ourselves and reap the rewards of our endeavors. But he's just, you know, granted, you got to take that with a grain of salt that this is campaign season.
It is. What about the notion, however, you say fend for yourself, and that's true. That is sort of the American ideal. The president is also making a nod towards the millions of people left behind, or like he says, unemployed through no fault of their own. How does that resonate with you?
Well, there's truth to that also. He's aiming that at the current Congress, and of course they're popular with nobody, just about as unpopular as he is. But this goes back. They got to go back to NAFTA and some of these trade agreements. China's most favored nation status. If you really want to fix that, you're going to have to bring manufacturing back into this country, and I don't see any other way to do that than some kind of restrictions on imports, because you can't compete a manufacturing skill set against somebody who's getting paid 50 cents a day in China.
And other people want to crack down on currency and other practices in China. Let me turn to you.
Manipulating their money, and just if we don't play by the same set of rules, we won't win.
Pardon me. Let me turn to you, Dan Starr, registered independent in Tucson, Arizona. That cut I played for Larry was sort of a broad brushstroke about shared sacrifice, everybody playing by their own rules. Here's another stroke at shared sacrifice from the president from Iowa yesterday.
A quarter of all millionaires pay lower tax rates than millions of middle-class households. Warren Buffett pays a lower tax rate than a secretary.
Dan, is this about class warfare or envy or shared sacrifice or something different to you?
Well, it certainly seems that way to me. I mean, when you make comparisons between people's income, that's kind of class warfare.
And is it? It may be, but is it an apt comparison? Let me ask you this way: Does the president have a point in pointing out that it's okay to have very wealthy people, but the law should be that they pay more because so many people are hurting?
Well, I've never been in favor of progressive income tax. The government does need some money to work, certainly, but I can't see that just because somebody's successful, they should pay more. I mean, that's a plank of the Communist Manifesto, and I've never been in favor of that. That just seems like a recipe for disaster to me.
That's interesting, Dan. That is a decidedly conservative view of taxation, and yet you're firmly in the trench of independence, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Do you ever vote Democratic, or do you vote Libertarian, or?
I vote according to whatever is presented to me by the individuals. I vote for less government most of the time.
Fair enough.
Whatever you want to call that.
Fair enough. Larry Reinsch, let me turn another issue around on you, because your son is in the military, as I understand it, right?
Uh-huh.
What do you think about the president and his message, let's say from Tuesday night in the State of the Union, about the military? Do you give the president credit for drawing down, ending the war in Iraq, for starting to draw down in Afghanistan? He made it known that, of course, he was gave the order to kill Osama bin Laden. How do you view that?
I do, although... The macho side of me says I'm glad that they killed him. My constitutional side says that we should be bringing war criminals to trial. But you're striking at the point. But one thing with the military is that drawing down the quantity of military, I think, is the wrong way to go. He's making our national military smaller, and which is going to put more and more taxation or work on our National Guard units, who have been just beat to death going back and forth to the sandbox. We need a big enough military so that our National Guard can be National Guard, and they're not going that direction. But the comment you made earlier kind of strikes it to where the independent thing is. You asked Dan, you know, you said, well, you voted this way, or you feel that sounds conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Independents aren't you can't really lay them down as the left right that maybe the media would like to.
Mm-hmm.
The independent movement are fed up with the parties doing party things and worrying about their party power instead of keeping our government running properly and keeping our electoral process running the way they should be running. The one thing that a lot of your political pundits don't realize is independents are getting organized. They're developing into groups in each country or in each state. And, you know, when people are really fed up with what's going on with the government these days, one of the best things they can do is unregister as a Democrat and a Republican and register as an independent.
As an independent. Larry Reinsch, I think you've explained why both parties think independents are so very important and hope that they're gettable. Both Mitt Romney and Barack Obama may be weak with independents, and that's you, Larry Reinsch, state organizer for Independent Voters of Iowa, joined also by Dan Starr, registered independent from Tucson. Gentlemen, thank you both.
You're welcome.
You are welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.